As Oklahoma schools wrap up what's been a bizarre school year, district leaders are already looking forward to next fall. State Impact Managing Editor Logan Layden spoke to education reporter Robbie Korth about a school year that will likely look a little more normal, but will still be unfamiliar.
Hello, Robbie. School just ended and coronavirus really changed what education looked like across the country and Oklahoma. Schools shut their doors and created a distance learning curriculum in just 2 weeks after spring break. Shouldn't we just take a breath here? Why are we already talking about what next school year is going to look like?
Logan, it's already at the top of the mind of school leaders nationwide. In Oklahoma, it's particularly a priority for State Superintendent for Public Instruction Joy Hoffmeister.
We can be ready and we can use this time to prepare for multiple scenarios and then be focused on learning and identifying where those gaps are, as we do year after year for students in the ordinary operations and service of a school.
In Oklahoma, nobody really wants a repeat of this spring, when schools closed and then shifted to distance learning for the rest of the semester. Schools want to head that off, and state officials have said they don't want to push another mandated switch to distance learning like they did in the spring. That means each school district will make its own determination.
So what will the goals be then? Toward the end of this past semester, they shifted more toward just keeping kids safe.
They're going to be more in line with the education goals of the past. This spring, the primary intention of schools was simply to prevent learning loss and mitigate the harms of the coronavirus. So many resources were dedicated to simply making sure that kids could be fed lunches and that they didn't go hungry. Now that schools have figured out how to work in that environment, it's going to be more about promoting student growth and actually educating kids.
But what will that education look like? It's not like the coronavirus is just going to magically disappear.
Well, the short answer is we don't really know, but a picture of what it could look like is coming into focus. The pivot to distance learning showed that school districts could provide some education at a distance, but there were significant holes in distance learning across the state. Almost a quarter of Oklahoma students didn't have reliable internet access. That meant teachers had to lean on paper packets rather than online learning tools, which are more effective.
So what can be done about that?
Well, there's a lot that can be done about it. Districts started finding creative ways to get internet access to kids. In the panhandle city of Guymon, the school district worked with local officials to open up public Wi-Fi networks at the rodeo grounds. In Tulsa, the school district drove around buses with Wi-Fi access. But those are just stopgaps. And state officials have said they want to get internet into the homes of as many children as possible and close Oklahoma's broadband gap. But it's difficult to say how they can accomplish that in just a couple of months.
But a lack of internet access isn't the only unpredictable element here. There's a chance of resurgence of the coronavirus in the fall. How will school calendars look?
Well, don't print off your child's school calendar, because it's not set. Schools are likely going to have an array of different calendars ready to go, and they're going to get ready to switch at any point during the semester. Virtual days are probably going to be used across Oklahoma, but there won't be a statewide implementation like we saw this spring, unless the pandemic gets really bad again.
Well, it sounds like it's difficult to predict what's going to happen to schools in the fall.
That's right, Logan. It will be difficult. Keep in mind, Oklahoma schools only made the switch to all distance learning 8 weeks ago. The first week of August, a potential start date, is still 10 weeks away. A lot can and probably will change between now and then. It will simply be important for students, parents, and teachers to just continue paying attention and prepping for any possible scenario.
That was State Impact Education reporter Robbie Korth, and I'm Logan Layden.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma.